Today's daf is daf vav. So we got to the very top here. The Gemara discussed yesterday's daf of the Bachlokas, whether mutter or aser to have bir rishona on Leil Shabbos, different reasons why it might be aser. So the Gemara finally tells us what is the conclusion, what's the bottom line. So it says the Gemara at the top there, itmar, it's in parentheses, bebe rav, amri rav, shari ushmuel aser. In the house of Rav, or the base manager Rav, they said that Rav paskin mutter and Shmuel paskin the aser to have bir rishona. Which Rashi tells us is the makom of Shmuel. They taught the opposite. Amri Rav Aser Ushmuel Shari. So they switched it around. But either way, the Gemara says Amri Rav Nachman Yitzchak V'Simanach. The mnemonic is Elu Makilin Liatzman VeElu Makilin Liatzman. In each particular makom, respectively, they paskin Lakula, whoever their Rav was. So in the base measure Rav, they assume Lakula, and they said their Rebbe Rav paskin Lakula. And in Neharda, which was the city of Shmuel, they paskin Lakula because they felt Shmuel says Lakula. So either way, no matter, because they switch who says what, but both Makomos paskin Lakula, and that's how the Gemara concludes that Bir Rishon in fact is Mutter on Leil Shabbos. So says the Gemara now, Rav Shari, is it really true that Rav permits Bir Rishona? Doesn't Rav hold in general that Davar Shei Miskavin is actually Aser? So how could he assume that here it's Mutter? Bahamar Rav Simi Bar Chizkia Mishmei Derav Hai Misuchra Dinizaisa Osla Duka B'Yomatova. If you have a barrel of some sort, and there's some wine, and there's a hole where the wine will come out, and you want to seal it, you want to clog it, you cannot put some cloth in to seal it off. That's a violation, even though my intent is simply to close off the wine from coming out, but it's going to cause the squeezing of the wine, schita. We'll see that case, what the machlok is exactly what schita is, but it's going to create schita. So isn't that davar shei miskavin? My kavana is not to squeeze the wine out. My kavana is to clog it. But the mamela, it's going to happen, it's going to cause squeezing. So there, davar shei miskavin is actually going to be aser. If you look at Rashi, misuchrei dinizaisa, stimas nekev gigas, to close off the hole of the barrel, shimotina sheichar derech hanekev, the beer would come out of the hole of the barrel, v'sosman oso biblai begun, you take some cloth to seal it off. And says Rashi, osel adoka, you can't seal it off on Shabbos with cloth, mishim shchit, it's going to cause some of the, by you pressing it, some of the wine is going to be squeezed out of the cloth. That's a violation of schita. So how could Rav say aser by the barrel, but mutter when it comes to bir rishona? Isn't that both our cases of davar shei miskavin? And the Gemara says, no, behahu, the case of the barrel is afilu Rabbi Shimon Modi, even Rabbi Shimon, who in general says davar shei miskavin is mutter, he'll agree by the case of the barrel is aser. Why? The Abai Virava Demri Tavaya, both of them hold that Modi Rabbi Shimon bepsik reish v'lo yamos, when it comes to something inevitable. Davar shei miskavin is a result that you don't have kavana, which is a result that may or may not happen. But psik reish is something that's vada going to happen, that's certainly going to happen, and therefore it's worse, it's more of a problem of davar shei miskavin, and even Rabbi Shimon would say aser. So here as well, although in general, Rav might hold davar shei miskavin is mutter, and that's why by bir rishona it's allowed, because it's not inevitable that you're going to break the basulim. When it comes to the case of the barrel, that is a vaday situation whereby psik reish is going to happen, and we be aser according to Rav and according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara that says v'ha amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, don't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? And Rav Nechanan bar Ami amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. So we have a stira. And here we see that they quote from Rav, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in general. So forget psik reisha. Every davar shei miskavin is going to be aser according to Rav's understanding. And furthermore, Rav Chiya bar Avin Masilai below Gavri, he taught the same thing, but he just didn't have someone quoting Rav. It was just more direct. That Rav held, Rav Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. So yet again, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. So how could the Gemara suggest that Rav, at least in the base Medrash Rav, paskin Lakula when it came to Bir Rishona? So Gemara says, Li'olam, in reality, Rav K'Rabbi Yehuda Srile. He really holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Davar Shei Miskavin is actually Aser. Lahach Lishna Damar Mifkad Pakid Mikalkahu Eta Pesach. According to the man, the Amar, and yesterday's daf, that the concern of Dam Basulim is because you're creating a Pesach. Well, he views that the Kilka opening his Pesach is actually considered destructive, and that's why it's Mutter. Forgetting Davar Shei Miskavin, the Kavanah is to create a Pesach, but that Kavanah is that Pesach is a destructive act, and therefore it's not Aser on Shabbos. And Lahach Lishna, the other pin who felt that it wasn't a situation, it was not a concern of a Pesach, rather, Damar Dam Chabur Michbar, that was a concern of opening a wound, that too is considered Mekalka B'Chabur, who it's destructive, in which case it'd be Mutter, no matter how you slice it, even in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, even in general, Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shem Shkaven is Usr, but that's only true when the Melacha is something constructive. But here in both directions, we're assuming it's a Kilkel, Beina Mifkat Pakir, Beina Chabur Mechbar, in which case that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say here, and Rab Paslin Rabbi Yehuda, that'd be Mutter when it comes to Birishona Leil Shabbos. So this discussion of what exactly is Schita, there's a very long Tosfos, a very important Tosfos, a famous Tosfos, about Psik Reishit Dilo Nichalei. There is a three-way machlokas, what exactly is the problem of Schita? Which Melacha does Schita fall under? So the Rambam holds that Schita falls under Kibbutz. Under Kibbutz, some type of laundering. When you extract juice from a liquid, from a cloth, you're now laundering the cloth. Now that's one approach. And the Rabbeinu Tam says as well, Rabbeinu Tam quotes his opinion that some say it's Liban. He says it can't be Liban. Liban is when you whiten something. When I remove something like water, that whitens it. When removing wine, that's not cleaning a beged. The wine's going to still remain stained on the cloth. That's not called Liban. So Rabbeinu Tam therefore concludes that the issue of Schita is really something called Mifarik, which is under the Melach of Dush. Extracting, if I squeeze an olive and create olive oil, that the Gemara says is dush. So schita, extracting liquid from a cloth, even though one's naturally part of the olive and one is unnaturally part of the cloth, they're both considered mepharic, and that's the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, but this whole issue, he talks about how could you squeeze something out. He ends up saying that, he quotes the famous position of the Aruch, that if there's a psik reisha, Dilo nichalev, something that you're not interested in having, even though it's a psik reisha, according to the Aruch, that's actually permitted, entirely permitted l'chachila, but others say it's actually aser midirban. So this is, again, a long-winded Tosos talking about the question of schita and psik reisha dilo nichalev. Back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says last six lines of the Amud here. Mesiv Rav Chista, Tinokos shlo higil izman, Liros, if there's a girl who got married, she's not of the age where she's yet right to see dam. Nina, Vinicius, and she gets married, Beishami Omrim Nosilo Arba Leilas. We give her 4 nights that any dam that she sees, we assume we attribute it to the dam Basulum and not to dam Nida because she's too young to have dam Nida. But beyond that, once she sees dam for a 5th night and on, then we assume that's actually going to be dam Nida. Beishil Omrim Achetichia Make, until the wound is healed from the dam Basulum, so it could go on for weeks, for months. If every time she has tashmish, she sees dam, we assume it's dam besulim. Until there's a time where there's tashmish without dam, that point we would say that the dam after that point would be considered dam nita. So that's a machlokis beisil beishame. Let's say, however, higiyas mana liros, she's of age where she sees dam nita, and v'nisseis, and she gets married. So we assume the first night that she sees dam, it's dam besulim. Beishame omrim, no silo laila rishon. We only give her 1 night. The first night we can attribute any dam to dam besulim. Any night thereafter, says Beishame, since she's of age, it would be considered dam nida. Beis Hillel Omrim, he argues and says, Ad Matzei Shabbos are belayless. No, you have 4 nights until Matzei Shabbos. So they got married Wednesday night. So it's what, Wednesday night? It's really Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday. But Leil Chamishi, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Those would be the 4 nights that she has. So Gemara says, what does it mean? Ad Matzei Shabbos are belayless. She has 4 nights in a row. And so the Gemara says, going on to now, Vav Amid Beis, my love is not talking about di lo bal matzi bal afil b'shabbos. That means if there wasn't beer rishon the first time they get married, the first night, they're able to make it up the next night and even the next night, even if it's Friday night, beer rishon is allowed on Leil Shabbos. So this proves that it is mutter to have beer rishon on Leil Shabbos. And Gemara says no. That the Amar Rava lo libar mishabbos. No, when if she didn't have bia, she's allowed to have bia any other night other than Leil Shabbos. Gemara says hard to say that. Armele Abaye va ad matzei Shabbos arba leilos katani. It says 4 nights. So if you do the math, it has to include Leil Shabbos to have your 4 nights. There's Wednesday night, there's Thursday night, there's Friday night, and there's matzei Shabbos. So it certainly does include Friday night. So Friday night is permitted to have bia rishona. So Gemara says no. Ella Amar Rava kishibal. It's a case where there was bia. If there was no bia, so then Einach Nami Leil Shabbos would not be allowed. If there was bia Rishona already Wednesday night, so one's allowed to have Thursday night, Friday night, Matzei Shabbos, and we attribute the dam to dam Asulim. So Gemara says, if there was bia on Wednesday night, so what's the chiddush that they're allowed to have bia on Leil Shabbos? Ikish Shabbo asks the Gemara, my Kamash Malam, what's the chiddush here? Of course Friday night's permitted. The dam Asulim has already been removed. So Gemara says, Kamash Malam, the Shari Lemival B'Shabbos, that Einach Nami, that Friday night permitted to have bia. Why? Kedush Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Pirta Dechuka Mutter Likanes Baba Shabbos. If there's an open breach, even though it's tight, one can enter into Shabbos. This is just the, saying in a Lashon Nekiya, V'yafa Pisha Meshit Tzrawas, even though some of the rocks, the pebbles might be removed. In other words, if there's a Bir Rishona, and we assume most of the Dam Basum had been removed, even though there might be some dam left over, we say that's entirely permitted. That's davar shemis kaben, and would be certainly allowed. It's a suffix. If you look at Rashi, shemeshir tsraros around 10 naira lines down, v'hai nami dilma mechabel porta. Even though there might be some dam masum remaining, but it's only a little bit left, tsraros, which means like pebbles, literally. Because of a subject that there might be Dam Basulam, we're not going to ask for Birishona. So the Chiddush is, once is Birishona once, we're allowed to have Birishona, continue to have Bia, even though it's two nights later on Friday night. So there's no raya from this particular Brisa whether or not the Leil Shabbos Bia is permitted or not, because our whole case is, when there was Bia, that's the heter of Birishona Leil Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Yosef Chasan Pater Mikriyas Shema Lali Harishon and Matzei Shabbos. The Chassan gets married. The mission tells his Maseches Brachos that he's exempt from reciting Shema. He's too preoccupied in his mind about the Bir Rishona, so he doesn't have to say Shema the first night, not the second night, not the third night, until Matzei Shabbos. He's exempt from Shema. Im lo asa ma'isa. If he didn't do the ma'isa, but if he had done the ma'isa Bir Rishona, so then he has a chiv to say Shema the remaining nights as well. So Gemara says, "My lav detarid debayle mival." Gemara says he's pater from reciting Shema through Matzei Shabbos, which includes Leil Shabbos. So is it not saying that he's preoccupied, his mind is preoccupied because he needs that Bia, which means Friday night he's exempt from Shema because he still has that Bia. In other words, Bia is permitted Leil Shabbos. Gemara says, Amar Lei Abai Lo Detarid Dilobal. He's preoccupied because he didn't have Bia. That's the concern here. He didn't have Bia, he's worried about this. And he's concerned about what's going to be. He's concerned about the ma'isa bia, and that's why he's exempt. So Gemara says, "Amar le Rava umishum tirda pater," because his mind is preoccupied. He's suddenly pater from mitzvahs. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs because you're just busy. Your mind is overloaded. El Mat, if that's the case, tava svinasa bayam. If he has a boat out at sea and he heard it sinking, does that mean hachanami the pater? He doesn't have to do mitzvahs because his business is going down. He's exempt from that. That's obviously a terrible thing, but we don't get off from performing mitzvahs. V'chitema hachanami. If you're going to say, yeah, the guy is so preoccupied because he's worried about his business, he's ain't hachanami, he's pater. If you're going to suggest that such a person is pater, v'hamer Rebbe Abba Barzav d'amarav avil chai b'chol mitzvahs, an avil who is certainly preoccupied. His mind is elsewhere. He's very concerned. He just lost a relative, and yet he's still chayv in mitzvahs. There's a special heter, or special exemption from tefillin based on the pasuk. Outside tefillin, an avil has to keep all the mitzvahs. Ah, but isn't an avil tarid? And yet he's chayv. So too, a person who's svinasa, who's bayam, is also chayv. And so too, a person who's tarid because he didn't have bia, that's also chayv in mitzvahs. So what does it mean he's exempt from Shema because he's tarid, he's concerned about not having beer? So Ella Gemara says, in reality, Ella Amar Rava Tanahi. It's a real machlokas Tanayim. The Tana Chada, im lo asa ma'isa barishon pater. Apesheni, besheni pater apeshlishim. The din is, the person, the chasen, didn't have beer shona. He's pater from Shema each of the nights, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. And Tani Idach, the other brisa says, rishon vesheni pater. He's pater Wednesday night, he's pater Thursday night. And Shlishi, by Friday night, he's already chayiv. Why, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas is whether Bir Rishon is allowed or not. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Ela Amar Rava, Vade lo matzi litrute, hadachasim patim mikriashma mishim de lo matzi bao. It's not because he's patim because he can't have beer Friday night. That's not why he's patim. It can't be. Because he's not involved in the mitzvah. Dim kain lo havi patim, de ha lo tarid bedavar mitzvah. He's not, again, if we say Friday night, Bir Rishon is aser. And he's patim because he's just worried about not having beer. That's not a heter of tarid. You have to be tarid b'davar mitzvah. He's not tarid b'davar mitzvah. He's dafka not tarid b'davar mitzvah. So what's machlokas about whether or not you're chayv in Shema Friday night or not? So tonight he says, the Rashi, bi'ila chabur b'shabbos, man da'asar, libo b'shabbos, the one who says one may not have bir rishona and leil Shabbos, ketanai amra l'shmaisa, dikatana achmina da'asar mival. So this machlokas tonight, whether or not he's chayv in Shema or not chayv in Shema or pater, depends on whether bir rishona is allowed or not. If Bir Rishona is Aser because of Chabur B'Shabbos, so then Mimele he's Chayv in Shema. If Bir Rishona is Mutter on Leil Shabbos, then Mimele he's a Pater from reciting Shema. And that's the Machlokas Tanayim according to Rava's understanding. Comes along now Abaye. Abaye says, Hasam nami betir de pligi. They're arguing about tirda as well. That enachanami, that the tirda, the mitzvah, that everyone agrees that it's mutter to have beer rishona first night. The question is whether or not that's considered a tirda the mitzvah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Vabaye, Omulacha hanech tanai nami betir de pligi. That machloka is whether you're chayv to say Shema Friday night or not. Is also hinging on tirda. In other words, says Rashi, behind the patel mikriyashma la mishum desari lemivah. Not because you're allowed to be a ela kesavar hamitzar tzar shel mitzvah patel mikriyashma. But lo dami la avil the tarid tirda the rishus shein tzaro mitzvah viafa pisha velasa mitzvah. So in other words, he says you can't tirda actually can exempt the person, but that tirda must be a tirda about a davar mitzvah. So tirda about a boat sinking. That's a terrible thing. It's a big hefsek. That's not a tirda of a mitzvah. And even tirda about an avil, obviously, Moshe is going to feel very distressed, but that's not a mitzvah of avelis. The mitzvah of avelis is to be respectable, to respect the nig avelis, but not to be worried about the mitzvah. When it comes to bia, even though bia is not allowed, he's still preoccupied with performing the mitzvah of bia rishonah. So as long as there's some tirda in the realm of mitzvah, that's enough of a reason to exempt him. That's the understanding of bai. So what Rava says, the tirda must be in terms of the fulfillment of mitzvah, not worried about the mitzvah at some later point. Bai thinks that no, tirda about a mitzvah, even though I can't perform the mitzvah now, but I'm still preoccupied on that mitzvah, that's enough of an exemption according to Abai's understanding from Shema. And now the Gemara says, "V'hani tanai kaintai." Those tanaim that machlokus about whether or not to be a rishon's mutter on Friday night or not is the same thing as another tanai we have here as well. The Tani, the Brisa says, "Hakones es habasula lo yival butchila b'Shabbos." One cannot marry be rishona first night. Cannot be leil Shabbos. V'chacham matirin. So it's a very clear machlokus that whether or not one could get have be rishona leil Shabbos. So man chachamim, who are the chachamim who permit that Leil Shabbos could be the Bir Rishona? Amar Rabba must be none other than Rabbi Shimon. He, the Amar Davar Shemus Kavin is Mutter. So Amar Le Baye Vaha Modi Rabbi Shimon Bipsik Reish Vilo Yomas. We just saw in Amar Aleph that even though in general Rabbi Shimon allows the Davar Shemus Kavin is Mutter, if it's something that's inevitable, what's called the Pesik Reisha, even he would agree to Usher. So isn't Bir Rishona going to be Pesik Reisha that's going to create Dam from the Dam Asulim? So Amar Le Lo Kahalalu Bavloyim Shein Bekim Bahataya. No, not like the Bavlaim who are not experts in this Hatiyah. El Yesh Bekim Hatiyah, they're those who are experts whereby they're able to have Bia Rishona and circumventing some of the Damasulim. It's not Vada, it's not inevitable. The Bavlaim weren't such Bekim, but those in Eretz Yisrael apparently were Bekim. So the Gemara then says, okay, if that's the case, Im Kain, if they're Bekim, so Tarir Lama. So what's so they're not preoccupied. They know what they're doing. There's not any concern here. So they shouldn't be exempt from Bia Krishna. They're real experts here. What's the Tirda? So Gemara says, L'she'eino baki. Those who are not bekim, so they don't know what they're doing. So for them, they're exempt. They're very tarred. So Gemara says, now you're going to say, Yomu baki mutter, v'she'eino baki aser. So now what's going to come out is, the experts are mutter v'she'eino shema, or mutter tabia, and they're chayv and shema, and those who are not bekim are aser tabia rishona. So the Gemara says, you make such a split. So ro bekim. The truth is, most people are bikin, and if you look at Rashi two wide lines down, wrote bikinheim hilkach stama la psikreisha v'lo yama. Since most people apparently are experts, so then it's not considered psikreisha, and that's why bia rishona is in fact mutter on leil Shabbos. So Gemara then says amalei Rava bar Rav Chanan labai. If that's the case, and most people are bikin, so there's no dam assume that's going to be coming from that first night elamiata shoshvin and lama mapalama. So why is there an Indian to have Adam to check the sheets afterwards to see if there's Dam Basulim? If the rover Bakim, that's not really a concern. So Gemara says, Amalei Hasam Shema Yir of Yovid. You're right. Even though most people are Bikin in Hataya and they're gonna avoid any Dam Basulim in Echanami, but there's a chance, there's a possibility for those who are not Bikim, or those who might not be successful in it, in which case there might be Dam, and in case there's Dam, we want to make sure there's enough evidence to prove that there was Dam, lest the husband suggest that there was not Dam Basulim and say she in fact was not a Basul. It's a little bit tricky there at the end. So let's quickly recap what we did today. Then we start talking about this machlokas, whether or not we paskin that Mutter or Aser and Leil Rishona, and Leil Shabbos rather. So both the cities of both Rav and Shmuel paskin Lakula, they actually it would be allowed because Dam Shemesh Kavin is Mutter. But then we said, didn't we say that if it's a Psik Resha, it's going to be Aser? And we said, yeah, there's a difference. Dam Shemesh Kavin is not Vada, it's Mutter. But Psik Resha is Vada, and therefore it's going to be Aser. The Gemara ended up saying, but wait a second, could you really suggest Rav holds like Rabbi Huda? Rav Shimon, we have clear statements that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Davar Shemesh Kamen is actually going to be Usser. So Gemara says, you're right. He Rav really does hold, like Rabbi Yehuda in general, that the Davar Shemesh Kamen is Usser, but in this case, since it's a Mekalkel, whether it's because of the Pesach, or whether it's because of the Chabura, and therefore Rav holds in this case, it's going to be Mutter. We had the question of the 4 nights of a row, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Adma to Shabbos, that even Friday night would be allowed. And where it says, no, that's the case where there already was Bia, so then even a second Bia could be allowed. Friday night, we're not concerned of the Tzurlos. Then we had the question about the Chasim being Pater from Kriyas even Friday night. We said either that's a question of whether Tir did the mitzvah exempts him, or whether or not the question whether Bia Rishona is permitted Leil Shabbos or not. Then we finally finish off at that, since most people are Bikin and Bataya, therefore it's not considered Psik Resha, and therefore Mutter on Friday night. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. I need to...